You're on Daf Lamed Amet Aleph. Let us again start from Mosiv Ravidi Barovin, a difficult Gemara. Mosiv Ravidi Barovin. We hear a machloikis. Do you say Yeshnan Shchita Mitchilav Hatzayif or Einal Shchita Ela Lepsayif? Does the get a din Shachut every mashu of Shchita? So the behemoth is shachut, every mashu accomplishes that the behemoth is shachut a little till by the gemar shchita shachut completely. Or the whole concept of shchita is first chal by the gemar shchita. Mosif Ravidi Barovin, who bemoyed a person shechted a korban pesach, chalamoyed, Lishmoi Potter. He shechted it Lishem Pesach. So like this, the halacha is that a Korban Pesach that is geshachten shaloi bezmani is a posel korban. That is number one. Number two, we are speaking about over here the lav of Lishishchat al chometz, that the halacha is if a person shechs a korban in Pesach, and he possesses chometz, lav davke, he shechted a korban Pesach, he shechted any kosher korban, and he possessed chometz, he's over on the lav of leisishchat al chometz. So now, we learned as follows. Ubemoyit, it was chalamoyit, and a person shechted a korban Pesach in chalamoyit. Lishmoy, lishem Pesach, and just let us not get into the diktukim. So Rashi learns Pshat Lishmoy means that it was stome, and it has it's nechshav keilu it was geshochten l'shem Pesach stome, since it is a korban Pesach, and it was geshochten l'shem Pesach, and it was geshochten stam. So it is a din ki'ilu was geshachten l'shem Pesach, and the Pesach shalei bizmane is a posel korban. So since the korban is posel, so therefore even though he possessed chometz b'shas shchitas ha-Pesach, he's potter of the lav because it's a posel korban. Shalei lishmoy, what if he was mechaven to shechtet l'shem shlomim? And we have a klal, Moisa Pesach is a shlomit. That means if a person purchased a korban Pesach, erev Pesach, and then it got lost, and he purchased another one, and he was makif the second one, and then he found the first one. So the din is Moisa Pesach, that was, which was once a korban Pesach, and it was left over, it wasn't nikra l'shem Pesach, so here's a din shlomit. So shalei lishmoy, if he shechted it not l'shem Pesach, he shechted it l'shem shlomim. So since a moisa Pesach is a shlomim, so it's a kosher korban, it's a kosher hakrove. So if he possessed chometz b'shas shchitas a korban, he's chayev on the lav of leisishchat al chometz tam zivchi, because he shechted a kosher korban b'shas he possessed chometz. The reisha, it was geshachten l'shem Pesach, so a Pesach b'shay yimei sashone that's geshachten l'shem Pesach is a posel korban. So it's a posel korban, so he's not chayy, so he's potter from the lav of leisishchat al chometz. V'havinen bo, so we asked Akasha, taima de shaloi lishmoy, it would seem, when is he chayiv? When is it considered a shchitas shlomim? If he shechted the teirish l'shem shlomim, postomit, but if he didn't have any special kavone, potter, so then without any kavone, he's potter from the lav of leisishchat, because without any kavone, it is a Pesach. And if you shecht a Pesach, shalei bizmani, it's a posel a korban. and therefore you're not even the love of Leisishcha. So we asked Akasha, Vamai Potter, why is he Taka Potter stomach? Pesach b'shah yemois hashone shlomimu. So the Gemara asked Akasha, you don't have to think b'feirish l'shem shlomim. A Pesach b'shah yemois hashone automatically has a din shlomim. That's what it's aimed for. It's not aimed to be geshachten l'shem Pesach. It's aimed to be geshachten automatically. It's a shlomim. So if he shechted its stomach, it should have a din of a shchitas shlomim, and therefore he should be chayet. And Leisishchat, and here it says he's only chayev who's mechavim befeirish sheloy lishmoy. That means b'shem shlom. Shmamina. So that's what it says. Is Pesach b'shayim ha'ishashone boi akire. So it would seem from here that it does not become automatically a shlomim. If you're mechavim l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. But you have to have a kavona l'shem shlomim. If you don't have a kavona l'shem shlomim, it still remains a pesach, and it's a pesach shloi bizmanoi. And that's what's supposed to look like. Now, this is a big shmamino, because there's a machlokes in this. Others hold you don't need an akire. Others hold that a pesach shloi bizmanoi is automatically a shlomim, without a beferish kavona l'shem shlomim. So then we have a kasha from here. It says davke beferish shaloi lishmoi. Va'oma rabchiye ba'gam de nizreka mipi chabure. Everyone said from here is no raya. Va'omru, and they said here we're speaking about a different case in Ganson. Hoche b'mayaskinen kegoin sho yubaylem t'meye meisim. Here we're speaking about that the baylem but to me it makes him, the nitchin lepesach sheini, the stoma lishmo koi. Vahai hu de boi akire, ho acha loi boi akire. So what did Rav Chiya Bagamda said? Rav Chiya Bagamda said as follows. If you, there are two oifanim of a moisel pesach. There's one oifan of a moisel pesach, that means, as we mentioned before, person that purchased a korban pesach, erev pesach, he got lost. He purchased a second korban pesach. He was makriv the second korban pesach. Then he found the first korban pesach. After he was makriv already the second korban pesach. This is a moiser pesach. What is this oimid to be? He can't shecht it anymore for a korban pesach. He shecht already the korban pesach. Next year it's too old already. So what is it going to be? So there the din is we hold Moisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim without an Akira. Don't say I'm shechting it l'shem Shlomim. Automatically it becomes a Shlomim. We learn that from a Pesach that a Moisa Pesach is a Shlomim. Automatically it becomes a Shlomim. And then you'd be 100% right. Afilu in such a case, if that would be the case, he had this Moisa Pesach and he shechted it the moyed, without thinking anything, he'd be chayiv, leisishchat al chametz. It's automatically a shlom, you don't have to think l'shem shlomim, and he'd be chayiv. That's 100% true. I hear it says, you have to be mechavan beferish l'shem shlomim. Here we're talking about another case, legamri. It's also a moysa pesach, but it's another case. Here we're speaking about that a person purchased a korban pesach, and he wanted to be makrivit el pesach, and he became tomei. So when he became tomei, so he can't be makrivit erev pesach. So al kochoch, he has to bring a pesach sheni. So this is also a moisa pesach. It was purchased to be makrivit erev pesach, and it wasn't nikrav erev pesach. This is a moisa pesach. But this moisa pesach is oimed to be nikrav by pesach sheni. That means he didn't bring his korban pesach yet. He still has, he purchased this korban pesach. He wanted to be makriv it erev pesach. But Eleni became tomei. Fine. So now he has to bring a pesach sheni. So he has to bring a pesach sheni. So fine. So what is he going to bring for a pesach sheni? This korban pesach that he had purchased. This korban pesach This is also a Moiser Pesach. It was purchased for a Korban Pesach, and now, and it was not Nikra Vera Pesach. But this Moiser Pesach is aimed to remain a Korban Pesach. He's going to use this for the Pesach Sheni. So here, Stome is L'Shem Pesach, because it's going to be used for a Korban Pesach. Unless he B'Shash Chite, he said, I'm shechting it L'Shem Shlomim. So that halach applies here also. A Moiser Pesach, it can become a Shlomim. But here you have to think, preparers, I want to make it. You need an Akiratak, 100%. You have to make it for a Shlomim. If you don't make it for a Shlomim, it remains a Pesach. That's Pshat. Now, so that is, now we know Pshat in this halacha. Why you need a Beferish Akira? Because we are speaking about a Moiser Pesach that's aimed to be Nikrav L'Shem Pesach, the Pesach Sheni. So Memele, so there it's aimed to remain a Pesach. So Memele, that's why. So Stome is L'Shem Pesach. So now the Gemara says, but let us make a cheshbon nefesh. I amrit b'shloima yeshna l'shchita mitchila batzayif. If you say yeshna l'shchita mitchila batzayif, that when a person makes a ma'ase shchita, so from the beginning of the shchita, it becomes shachot already. If zalei mitchila shchita. So then I understand this halacha perfectly. This is aimed to be a Korban Pesach. He started shechting it. And so from the Tchilas Ashchite, so this is, he shechted something that's aimed to be Nikav L'Shem Pesach. He shechted it Shalei Bizmani. So as soon as he started the Shchite, so it gets a din of a Pesach. Shenishchat shaloi bismanoi. So it's a posel ekobim. It's a posel ekobim. So my mail, that is why you're not over on the love of leisishchat. That if you hold yeshna leshchita mitchila batsoi. Ela. I amrit eina leshchita ela besoi. But it will say eina leshchita ela besoi. So that means it first gets a din shachut by the gemar shchita. Given the shachat by pute, so when he started shechting it, itchilei mi pesach. So now, it's no shchita yet, it doesn't have a din of a pesach that was nishchat, because ainu l'shchita elo l'psait. So there was no shchita yet, it's oimet. Is a din of a Korban Pesach. He started the Shchita, but not called Shochot, because Eina L'Shchita Elo L'Psait. So I have now a Korban Pesach that wasn't geshochten yet. Perhaps I shechted one simon, but Eina L'Shchita Elo L'Psait, it's not called geshochten yet. So I have now a Korban Pesach that is not geshochten. And now let's make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Now what is got? Will this Korban be used for a Pesach Sheni? So I got news for you. After he shechted one simon already, it won't be used anymore for a Pesach Sheni. There's nothing what to talk about. So now we have here a Moiser Pesach that will not be used for a Pesach Sheni. It's not only to be used for a Pesach Sheni because he shechted one simon already, so forget about it. It will not be used for a Pesach Sheni. So since it will not be used for Pesach Sheni, so we're back with the old kasha. So since it won't be used for Pesach Sheni, so we have a klal Moiser Pesach automatically as a shlomim. That means, now you told me, no, this is not automatically shlomim, because he intends to use it for Pesach Sheni. So it's still aimed to be a Korban Pesach. But now let's face facts of life. That Lemaisa after the Kivin the Shachat Bapute, it will not be used for a Pesach Sheni. Forget about it. So a Korban Pesach that will not be used for a Pesach Sheni, you told me you don't need an Akira. Automatically it becomes a Shlomim. So it automatically becomes a shlomim. So it's a shlomim. He started shechting it. Automatically becomes a shlomim. So it's a kosher korban. It's a shechted a shlomim. And he had chametz in his house. So he should be over on the lav of leisishchat. And here it says lishmoy, which means stomach. Lishmai means tamei. He's potter from the lab of leisishchat. Why is he potter? That is pshat the Gemara's kashya. Idach ki shachet shlomim ka shachet. He shachted a shlomim. So it should be a kosher shlomim. And nothing. There was no shchita yet. That means if yesh lo shchita, so there was a shchita sa pesach. Shaloi bismana, so it's finished, but there was no shchita yet. And it's not oimet for shlomit. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye answered, Nehei ve'itchelei mi Pesach. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. He shechted one simin, let us say, he shechted one simin. You'll ask me now, is it oimet to be a korban Pesach, to be nikra for a Pesach sheni? About to give us now. 100% right. But mi mei Pesach mi itchi. Now, let's just go off on a tangent for 1 second. Let's say a person has a korban Pesach, is magnified for a Pesach, and then it gets a mum. So what happens now? So it happens after Pesach. It was Chukdish L'Shem Pesach. It became a Balmum, so your appointed in Domo goes for a Korban Pesach. That's the din, that the Meya Pesach, you can't be Makav anymore for a Korban Pesach, so the Meya Pesach, your appointed in the Domim of this Korban Pesach is Nitvas on the Meya Pidyon, and it's a Midla Pesach. So now, let's just speak Oisavainik for 1 minute. So, Abaye said, he was magnishes for a Pesach. This person needs a Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. Right? He needs a Korban Pesach for Pesach Sheni. So this is Oimet for Korban Pesach. He paid $1,000 for the Shepstel. This is going to be his Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. Now, he started shechting it, and now we come to the realization that he can't be makir this for a Korban Pesach, right? He can't be makir for a Korban Pesach for Pesach sake. But, so this Pesach, he was magnified for a Korban Pesach, so the domim will be used for to purchase a Korban Pesach. He has $1,000 bills in his pocket. This was Hukdish LePesach. So now the Shchita Pulta has a Teiris Mum. It has a Teiris Mum. So now it has a Mum. So it's Oymed Liftois. And it's Oymed Liftois. And the Domim will be used to purchase another Korban Pesach. It didn't become a Shlomim. The whole, that what we say that it becomes a Shlomim is a person who doesn't need a Korban Pesach anymore. He's finished. So then he was Makriv his Korban Pesach. He was magnished to a Korban Pesach and got lost. He was magnished a second one. He doesn't need any more Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach automatically becomes a Shlomim. What does he need it for? He doesn't need it. So that we have a din without a Befeirah She'akire, it becomes a Shlomim. That's 100% right. But over here, this person needs a Korban Pesach. He was magnished for a Korban Pesach. He needs this for Korban Pesach. For all practical purposes, he wanted to remark him this shepsel for Korban Pesach. Now, Akash of Amaisi, he shechted it in Chalamoid. He shechted one simon in Chalamoid. He can't use it anymore for the Korban, for that cover that it's aimed for. So, Memele, so this is a Balmum for that Korban Pesach. What was aimed to be Nikrav? It was oimet to be nikra Pesach Sheni. So this is it. That's what it was oimet for. So now became a balmum for that akrove. For that akrove became a balmum. So what do you do with a balmum? So you paid it. So it's oimet still l'shem Pesach. It's oimet still l'shem Pesach. It's oimet still l'shem Pesach. So that means the Kedushas Pesach Shaboy never was Nidga. That means there's still a need for this Kedusha. It's going to be used to get money to buy the Korban Pesach he needs. So Memela, it never became a Shlomim. So Memela, so it's a Pesach. It's a Pesach. It's a Pesach. And it's Oymer. Here you would need an Akira. So if he said, if the Chafsi, I'm going to make this for Shlomim, Shaloyli Shmoy. Want to make this for Shlomim, b'chol ha-kovid, there wasn't geshochten yet, you want to make it for Shlomim, then it's not a mum, because he's shechting it. It's theoretically not a mum. So if he makes it for Shlomim, it'll become a Shlomim. That's the din shalei lishmoy chayet. But if he doesn't want to make it for Shlomim, he wants this, the kedushas Pesach that was nitvas and this kolman, he wants it. He wants this kedusha to remain, or whatever he can get, still get from this korban, he wants it to get from it. So he wants it to remain a Pesach, he should be pointed. So Memela, so the Kedushas Pesach remains, so it's Geshochten L'Shem Pesach. Now it's Geshochten L'Shem Pesach. Now between you and me, let us just mention, it was never Nifta, we'll see soon, it never was Nifta, he didn't, we're just saying, but we're just saying like this. We just said, but he doesn't want, it's not Oymit anymore for Kedushas Pesach. Because he doesn't need it anymore. She said, that's not true. It is Oymit for Kedushas Pesach. It has a use that it can be used to be Nivdev. So the Kedushas Pesach remained, if not leave it automatically. So since the Kedushas Pesach remained, so now, by the Gmar Shchita, it is, it's a Pesach Nishchat Shaloi Lishmo. That means automatically the Kedushas Pesach does not go off because there's no reason for it to go off automatically. He derives benefit and he wants it to remain, so it remains. Here you need an Akira. That's what the Gemara said. V'chiteime boi hamoda v'haloch. The Gemara, let's, we're talking about he shechted, let's say, one simen. He shechted one simen, so you say, no, he still wants it for the Pesach. It can be paid, it's a Pesach HaBal Mum. So, there's a din that when you're paid a behemoth, you have to be mamed the behemoth. You have to put it, it has to stand on its own 2 feet. So every Bal Mum is no problem. It can stand on its own 2 feet. This Baal Mum over here, how did it become a Baal Mum? The Baal Mum is from the Shechita of one Simen. Now, this behemoth does not feel up to standing on its own 2 feet anymore. It's one Simen is already Chotuch, so he can't make Pidyon anymore. He can't make Pidyon because it's not a Baal Pidyon, neither Mother Varochet. So the Gemara says, Bosnan, we learned, Shochat bo shnayim oyroiv shnayim. We learned of a person shechted both simonim, both complete simonim, oyroiv shnayim, vadayin hi mefalcheses, and it's still jumping around, arei kechaye lechol dvorea. So here's a din like a lebedike behime, you can still make a modav aroche, you can make a modav aroche. So the Gemara says, so what's your problem? We heard Shnayim and Reif Shnayim. The Shnayim. He cut both Simonim. Can still make a Modav Aroche. So Memele, so this Behemah that he cut one Simon, so it's Oymit still to have a Kedushas Pesach on it to be Nivte. And you could be Poitet. It's not Fafalim. So Memele, so that's pshat, that it does not automatically become a shlomim, even though it's not oimet to be nikrav l'shem for Pesach Sheni, but the kedushas of Pesach, it's oimet to remain on it, in order you should be capable of being paided. So memela, so shalom ha'yisur, so that's why shaloi l'shmo, if he thought the Pesach was Shleim Shlomim, it's good. And if he thought Stam, it's a Pesach. That is that. Let us see, guys, see. Let's just start from when the Rashi starts getting wide towards the bottom. Yamet Mishlomi Yeshna Lishchita Mitchila Batzai. Ipsalei Mitchila Shchita. The Stomei Havila Pesach. Stomei it's Oymet for a Kolben Pesach. And if you hold Yeshna Lishchita Mitchila Batzai, the Tchila Shchita Nami Posla. Elo I Amrit Loi Posla Ad Gmar Shchita. But if you say it will only become nivsalat gemar shchitim, ha gemar shchite lav pesach adoy. By the gemar shchite, it's not a pesach. The kiven the shochet by pote, since he shechted a little. V'loy ichzi lishohuyei lepesach sheni, and he can't use this anymore for a pesach sheni. Itchilei mi pesach. So now it's not oimet anymore. To be a Korban Pesach. Mekimin de loy chazi le Pesach, and you told me I saw something that's not chazi le Pesach, ha amret le shlomim koisot. It's not chazi le Pesach, you don't have to think preferish to make it a shlomim, automatically becomes a shlomim. O gmar shchita di day le shlomim, so the gmar shchita is le shlomim. O be pute kame loy yivso, and with the Bapurta Kamala Yivso Mishum Shchita Spesach Shalai Bismanoi, the Aina Lishchita Elalipsoi, Aina Lishchita Elalipsoi, so Mamele, so that the Gemara is Kasha, so Mamele, it's not Oymed anymore, it's not Oymed anymore to, it's not Oymed anymore to be a Korban Pesach, so automatically it becomes a Shlomi. So the Gemara says, Sabaya said, no, it's still Oymet to be a Pesach. Midmei Pesach, Roy hu limocher koidim gemar shchita. It's still Roy, that means so when he's shechting further, it's still Roy to be sold koidim gemar shchita, before the gemar shchita can still sell it, which is still time, we can still sell it. The lot says lechulen, and it'll be go out lechulen. Now, how can you sell it? It's a korban pesach. She'en lecha mum kavua godol mizeh. It's, I mean, it's a mum. This is a mum. Shachat baputa. It's a mum. Shachat bon simen. V'damo lepesach, and the domim are lepesach. Vekiven the chazi lidmei pesach, since it's chazi, so that means let's be done on the behemoth. The behemoth has a tachlis to still have a kedushas pesach. I mean, there is a tachlis to have kedushas pesach because it can still be used now lehi podais. The lipodais and the domim will be the dmei pesach. So memele we're talking about the behemoth. Your kasha was a behemoth that has no use, no tachlis in kedushas haPesach, so that it automatically becomes a shlomim. That's it, in meisa pesach becomes a shlomim. But this behemoth has a tachlis to remain a pesach. There's the bailam will derive benefit from that. So there's no reason why it should lose its kedushas pesach. Because by having this kedushas pesach, it could be nivda and the domim will go for korban pesach. So memele, if the behemoth has kedushas pesach, so when you shecht it, so the shechit is what it is. The behem is a korban pesach. The kedushas of pesach never left it because there's no legitimate reason why it should leave it. So memele still has kedushas of pesach, and it still has kedushas of pesach, and memele. So you shecht a korban pesach from it. So he's a shchita l'shem Pesach. V'chi teime ein kochim nivdim v'lo yamode v'arochet. You can't be pointed anymore. It has to stand on its feet. כדכסי והמד הסבים לפני הכהן והרך הכהן עושה. וזו אין יכולה לעמוד על רגליו, this he can't stand on its feet. Shmuel says, no, we learned שוחד בו שניים, הרי בשניים. ודאיני מפחסס הרי כחיה לכל דבורר. No, אפילו שוחד בו שניים, it's also הרי כחיה לכל דבורר, and the Gemara assumes that it's like it's the living. It's living, it's a bar hamod of aroch. That's what the Gemara says. Now, let us just see the third Taisvis, and we'll come back to the second Taisvis. Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah, Shochat bo shnayim oyroiv shtayim, vadayni mefacheses, arei kechaya locho dvoreo, it says, adin chaya, it can make hamod of aroch. Zog Taisvis, ein ha Mishnah kein bishumok. There's no such Mishnah. Arei kechaya locho dvoreo, there's no such Mishnah. Elo de daik lo mas nisen do er varoitet. Vizadik vom a mishne do er varoitet. Visnan, a sheichet dahima tmeye lo oivet kechavim. Vom a farcheses. Helt a meis. A person shechted a dahima tmeye. Shechted a dahima tmeye lo oivet kechavim for a goy. Vom a farcheses. And it's me farches. So really, there's no din shchita on the behema tmeya. Look, there's no din shchita. I mean, it's not much. The behema tmeya, he shechts a horse. A guy wants to eat a horse meat. He goes over to a sheikh, please shech the horse. He shechts the horse. So the din is like this. So this is a mechudish tike shchita. It's really, it's not a shchita that's matal l'achila, because it's a behemet meyer. So the din is like this. Metame tumas oichlin, avoloi tumas nebelis. A very interesting halacha. That mitzad echod, since the shchita is not matal, all the time, let's go a little further, we'll come back to this. A shchita that is matir, person shechts a kosher behime for ye, it's mefarches. So what is the din? The din is you're allowed to eat the meat. It's geschochten. Is it alive or dead? It's dead. It's not alive. It's not even minachai. It's dead. It's dead. Shchita makes from a behime bosom. That's what the din is. It's matarit lachila. It's dead. It's dead lachol adbor. So shchita has a koyach to make something, but even though it's mefalches, it gives a din. It doesn't have any chiyas anymore. It's considered boso, not a bein. That's the koyach of shchita. That's a shchita that is matar lachila. Here we have a shchita that is not matar lachila because we're shechting a horse. So it's not matter b'achila. But this shchita has a unique halacha that it's not metame tumas nevelis. It's not metame tumas nevelis because it's still considered alive. This is not a shchita that's metaya from tumas nevelis, but kozman it's mefarches, it's still alive. It is still alive. And it's metame tumas oichlim avoloi tumas nevelis. From that it says that it's loi tumas nevelis, from that we see that it's still alive. So therefore, arei kechai lechol dvoreh. Now just one second. Let us just see Taisvis Taf Pei Dalet for 1 minute. Second Tais is binin hamod of aroche. The Gemara is a problem after shchita, you need hamod of aroche. Let's just jump to the middle of Taisvitz. But some Taisvitz brings down our Gemara
But after Shchita Tabara Moda Varoche, Meforish Rav Shmayim. V'shochat bo Shnayim Oirov Shnayim, Heineken Amrina Boi Varoitet, V'Yisroel B'tmeye Boi V'kechovim B'toirik, V'esh Ben Echnalo B'toirik Beit, V'hosom Davke Mefacheses Hi Kechayo, V'yidei Shchita Eini Niteres Pachilet, the shchita is not matarit pachila because it's a behemoth meyer, or a goy will shech a behemoth meyer. So therefore, if it's not matarit pachila, v'havi kechaya ad shetomus. V'chein. But if you made a kosher shchita and a kosher behemoth, so then it doesn't have a din chay anymore, because since you're allowed to eat it already, so memela, so then it has a din that it's not a lie. V'chein hod akoma hosom b'perik beis mei pesach mi itchi v'cheshuve mefacheses kechaye kishaloi goma shchita airi. It's speaking about that he wasn't goyma v'shchita, the b'shchita puta le mishtarye b'achila, avaloch the b'shchita is a mishtarye b'achila lavne amoda v'arochanina. So b'kitza, let's just say what Taisa says. So Taisa says, Amor Adike Yisot, Taisa says that our sugi is speaking about he wasn't Goymer the Shchita. If he'd be Goymer the Shchita, so it doesn't have a din of a chay. If you're allowed to eat it, it's matar b'achila, so it's called a piece of meat, it's not called an animal anymore, it's a lav ne'amod of aroche. But, as Agama is talking about, le'gomar a Shchita. He wasn't Goymer the Shchita. He, let's say, he shechted one simen, so the vial, it's he wasn't going with the shchita, so here's a din chai. The Gemara says, "You can't make a mod of aroch." Gemara says, "When a goy shechts a filatusim on him, or if you shecht a filatusim on him, here's a din chai. If the din of shchita weren't chal, it's still called a bar a mod of aroch. So over here, when he shechted one simin, it's still considered a bar a mod of aroch. So memele." I mean, the din shchita makes it ois chai. But if you didn't, you weren't going with the shchita, so it has it's called a bar hamod of aroche, and it's a bar p'diye, so it's oimed, the kedushas Pesach did not leave it, because there is a tzorech that it should remain a korban Pesach, will derive benefit from this korban Pesach, So it's still a korban Pesach. So it never lost the shame Pesach. Now the din is on the animal, not on the person. What halacha does this animal have? Does it have a din of a korban Pesach? It doesn't have a din of a korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, if a korban Pesach is no use whatsoever as a korban Pesach, then automatically becomes a shlamim. But if a korban Pesach has a financial use as a korban Pesach, so it remains a korban Pesach. And if a person shechts a korban Pesach, it is considered that it was geshochten l'shem Pesach, because a shchitas tamei is what the animal is. And the animal never lost its identity as a korban Pesach, since there's still a tzairich that it should remain a korban Pesach. Now, l'davoini, there's one thing I don't understand. I saw maybe the Madura Basra asks the Kasha, I'm not clear. Tveres Yaakov speaks about it. Or maybe there's Sameach, the Chedusha Sameach speaks about it. But I'm not clear in this Nakuda. Now, Taisvis is saying, and Rashi says, we see clear, that Roy limocha koidem gemar shchita. Before the gemar shchita, it is still roy limocha. So that means, so we'll go in slow motion, we'll say gemar shchita is roiv of both simonim. So that means, so till he comes to the roiv of the second simon, before he hits the roiv of the second simon, it's not kishochten yet. And we'll ask, now let's just think a minute before we go, what can you do now? It can be paid it now. It can be paid it. It's,
before the Gemara, can be pointed, so there's no reason that the Kedushas HaPesach should leave this animal. This animal, there's a tzorcha to remain a Korban Pesach. So the second before the Gemar Shchita, there's no reason why it shouldn't be a Korban Pesach. Fine. Wonderful. But now he went further. He made a Shchita. Now he made the Gemar Shchita. Now, Vishas the Gemar Shchita, does he, now this second, when he makes the Gemar Shchita, does he derive any benefit from this behemoth that it's a Korban Pesach? Now he doesn't have any benefit from this Korban Pesach. That means till the Gemar Shchita, it's a Korban Pesach, and they'll be pointed for Korban Pesach, and so there's no reason why the Kedushas are Pesach should leave the behemoth. So you need an akira, and to make it a shlomim, you have to make it a shlomim. Automatically, it will not become a shlomim, because it's only to be a Korban Pesach. There's a teyelis from the Kedushas HaPesach. So Mamela, so that's why it's, that's it. But when he makes the Gemar Shchita, now, when he's making the Gemar Shchita, so now, he has nothing from this, that it's a Korban Pesach. It's me, a Korban Posel. It's a Pesach Posel. So now, l'choyre, by the Gemar Shchita, l'choyre should become a Shlomim. Now it should become a Shlomim. Forget, it wasn't Nishchat till now. That we hold Eina l'shchita elo l'psoi. So it wasn't Nishchat. It's in a bad matzah, that's for sure. It's bleeding profusely, but let's not talk about that. It's not Nishchat. So it's going to become Nishchat, by the Gemar Shchita, and by the Gemar Shchita now there is no reason, there's no benefit that it should still be a Korban Pesach. So l'chayre, now it should become a Shlomim. And if it becomes a Shlomim, and it wasn't geshocht until now, it becomes a Shlomim, so it's a kosher Shlomim, and you should be over and we should be over on the Sishchat. Could be this, the Madura Basra asked this gosh, I don't know. This is a Ha'orim, I saw Nachman Chidushes Mech. Also, this I don't understand, the Oimek Hadvorim, but, Vaire Bossi. Let us just see the previous Taismas. Midmei Pesach mi Itri. So Taisva says it's midmei Pesach mi itchi. So Taisva says when Taima mi manevshach itchi gam midmei Pesach. It sure was itchi midmei Pesach. Why? The mechi shochat pute eina ruye livdais elo leklovim vein poidim kotchim lachilom leklov. So Taisva says akasha. He shechted. Let's go slow motion. He shechted one siman. So we're asking, does he want it to still remain, is there a need it should still remain a Korban Pesach? Oh, he can be paid it. Like Tosis, if you shechted one siman, let's say he'll stop here. So it's a lava pidyon. It's a lava pidyon because in Pesach, you can't eat it. It's a shecht one siman, you can't eat it. It's like a shechtin. So the whole pidyon is for dog food. Ain pidyon is a kadoshim lachilum laklom. There's no such pidyon. So after shechting one simen, it is not aimed lapidyon anymore. The whole shtiktair of the Gemara was there is a need that it should remain a Korban Pesach because he's going to get money from it. Taktosus, after he shechted one simen, he won't get any money. There's no pidyon anymore. He can't be paid it anymore. As they fight Taktosus. And the way you live days, Ella Lakrov, when Paidim Kotchim Lachilim Lakrov. The im la'acha pidyon, goyma shchita. No. After the pidyon will be goyma the shchita. It's not going to be dog food. After the pidyon will be goyma the shchita. In kain avalachulim bazore basura bachilim. That means he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's shechting a behemah. He's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's shechting a behemah. And we'll say, it's gonna be nivda l'achila sodom. You be paid it, and then we go further, and then now the opinion is roi l'achila. But Isa says, no, it's chulam bazor. So it's weiter not roi l'achila. It's weiter not roi l'achila. So it's not roi l'opinion. It's a very shaky verse. He doesn't say what Isa says to say it's not roi l'achila. You're not allowed to shecht chulam bazor. That means, so you're not allowed to shecht, so it's not oimid l'opinion. I mean, he has to stop over here. There's an issue to shecht chulam bazor. Fine. V'yesh loima, so what does Taisa's answer? The miyad acha pidyin yetzienu chutz v'yigma sham shchitosay. So we're speaking about a very interesting case. He's shechting by the Pesach of the Azor. He's shechting right by the Pesach, he's almost 1 foot out. But he's by the Pesach of the Azor. So the Maisa say he shechted one simen. So Memele, when someone will be paided, so now you can go and take one step out, and one step out, and you'll be going with the Shechita, and it's Roi L'Achila, it's Nasher Chulam Bazor, and Shalom Al Yisrael. Now, there's a very mind-boggling problem over here, that there's a psul Shiiya by Shechita, that he shechted one simen, now we're going to make Hamodav Aroche, to get the behemoth to stand up, need Hamodav Aroche, the behemoth is going to stand up, we're going to find someone to be paid it. He's going to schlep it out, and then he's going to be going with the shechit, and he didn't make a shehiyah. This brach is moira. This is really doing things very, very quickly, to say it mildly. Fine. Okay, that's pshat kahanim's reason, whatever. Place it. That is a technical problem to understand how this could work. But Lemaise, this is pshat in the sugya.